Welcome to the Experiment Podcast, where we talk about life and business and how they daily intersect. I'm your host, Laura Dowdy. Let's get to some real talk.
Welcome back. If this past year has not shown itself to be the true experiment, especially in the real estate market, I don't know what has. I got my license in 97 and this year's very, very interesting. So today we're going to be doing a little bit deeper dive into what has been going on in the real estate industry, some strategies, and I am Laura Dowdy. I am your host of the Experiment Podcast, and today not only are we going to be discussing clearly my thoughts on what has been going on with the NAR settlement, etc., but also why the CEO agent model is the gift that keeps on giving, especially for today's dynamic real estate landscape that we are all navigating. Market challenges and opportunities. This latest crop of news, let's just set the NAR situation aside. I think that has been talked to death because since I got into the business in 97, I have been using a buyer's rep agreement and I've had buyer's consultations. I don't put people in my car or go on showing properties or any of that stuff. I'll do one or two at the most. And then after that, they're going to sign my buyer's rep agreement or they can happily work with somebody else. So this has not been an issue for me or a concern of conversation, but the National Association of Realtors and the decision that they have made has made something that I think a lot of agents were avoiding, because I can tell you the gazillion million times, how many times as a broker, as a coach, as a managing broker for other firms, how many times agents have avoided actually having to have a conversation with their buyers about getting paid the commission. From where I sit, this is an overdue topic that needs to be brought to the surface, but it's unfortunate that the NAR settlement has put it in such an ugly light. That's how I feel about it. You can disagree. What has added to that unfortunate situation is the fact that the media has not done their due diligence, really had nothing else better to do than make it worse. There are not enough real truths being spoken about when it comes to this. But, you know, as agents that do the work, it doesn't really impact me because I know what I bring to the table as a broker. I know when I'm coaching my other agents how to support them and communicating what they bring to the table. So, you know, really just talking about all this stuff is just noise. So I really don't want to add to the noise because the real estate market in 2024 is actually presenting agents clearly with these unique challenges, from the settlement of the commission lawsuits to the persisting low inventory and the interest rates and the looming election. However, amidst these challenges, when we stop talking about the noise, lie incredible, massive opportunities for agents who are ready to adapt and innovate. What that translates to is you have to be ready to get uncomfortable, to move into the space of doing the unknown. So if that is who you are, if you are in that space of enough's enough, and I may not have a clear roadmap, but I know I have the next step in front of me, then let's keep this conversation going. Because this opportunity, at the core of it, has everything to do with the power of your brand and the marketing tools that you are using. So one key to thriving in this market that we're now dealing with is understanding the power of you, your relationship with the client, how you present yourself to the world. That is your personal brand, and how you're utilizing that with the right marketing tools effectively. You can have the marketing tools, but if you're not utilizing them effectively, they're just tools. because I've been there and I live and breathe it, that's why I created the CEO agent program, because it offers agents, independent contractors, as we all are, a comprehensive approach that provides you with the ability to have your own personal branding strategies. You'll have your own personal website completely done for you with impactful newsletters, your optimized link and bio features, and integrating all of that with powerful marketing and operations platforms. So again, let me bring that back down. When I got into this, I was with Harry Norman Realtors in Atlanta, and that broker, that company, took care of me as an agent. The level of services that we were provided, literally, you walk in, you had someone sitting at the front desk, like not some random person, somebody that could actually have a conversation about real estate, sitting at the front desk. You had the broker in the front desk office, like adjacent to the front desk. It happened to be a he for my situation. He was always in the office pretty much. Then as you went back into the office, you had your office manager, you had your listing coordinator and your closing coordinator, marketing assistant, and an office manager, AKA Mother Hubbard. Shout out to Miss Bonnie Welch. Mwah, mwah. Love you, lady. And then you had your closing attorneys, because in Atlanta, they don't have escrow, they have closing attorneys. So we had title that would come in and we had everything taken care of. Now, it's not physically, with an F, possible for brokers to do that. Now, because of social media, agents don't need brokers to do that. You are better off as an agent negotiating a higher commission split for yourself, because you as an agent are running your own business. Now, the Department of Real Estate requires you to hang your license with a broker, and hopefully you are getting advantages and benefits from being with that brokerage. I can tell you close to 70 to 80%, the number of agents that I've coached since 2014, they have moved brokerages at least 3 times. And every time they've done that, those that haven't been working with me have lost their information. That is what this platform, this marketing and operations tool of the CEO agent provides you. It gives the power back to the agent so that you can run your business like a true CEO of any other business would do. So why now? Because I think more than ever, agents are being more conscientious about where they're spending not only their time, but their money as well. Clearly, this is my model, but I am an agent's agent. And for the people that I've worked with and that I've provided this platform for, some have just kind of used it. Some have completely, fully used it for the robustness that it is. The CEO agent model stands out as a game changer when you use it at that robust level. In a market where differentiation is crucial, owning your brand and business autonomy is the key to long-term success. This program not only empowers agents to take control of their business, but also adds immense value to the clients because of the enhanced service and engagement that you're able to provide. And it's authentic. There's a consistency about it, which creates trust. And I say this seriously, I say it kind of jokingly, but I am serious. It is the gift that keeps on giving. The reason that the CEO agent is that gift is because it's not just about the immediate benefits of your branding and having a platform that is functional and that you own and that nobody can, you know, manipulate and take away from you or tell you how to run it. It's about building a sustainable, thriving business that evolves with this market. And by mastering this CEO agent model, agents, quite honestly, any entrepreneur can shape 2024 and beyond in ways that set you apart and lead to lasting success. And I say that with confidence because I still have agents that I have been working with for almost 10 years now that started with this platform and have now gone from just like a basic website to consistently sending out their newsletters, whether it's once, twice, three times, sometimes once a week, sometimes three times a week. It all depends on who you are as an agent and what your market is, but it allows you the ability to do that and stand out, where your emails that are going out to your clients don't look like every other email that's coming from the broker that you're hanging your license with. That does make a difference with the client. You don't want to get lost in that sea of whatever color your brokerage is, because it happens, because I get them and I see it and I can't tell one from the other. So let me take you on this journey. If you are someone who is very decisive, if you're kind of a high DI type person on the DISC assessment, my team and I can have you in and out and ready to go in 2 weeks. It is a 30-day business accelerator, but the truth of the matter is I know that success serves action. Energy creates energy. And when you understand that, especially at where we are in this market, there is no better investment than investing in you. If you are ready to put yourself on the platform that you deserve from a branding and marketing and operations standpoint, then this CEO agent program is for you. I am so thankful for the opportunity for having this podcast and having you listen in today. And I know sometimes, like, I don't want you to feel like I'm selling you something, but I'm so passionate about helping agents understand the power that they have. And you can look at this as, you know, you start out with your branding, and that's the root of your spinal cord of your business. And that tells a story right there. Clients can feel immediately when you are connecting and clicking with a clear message and communicating with precise messaging. Then your website actually tells a story that is in alignment with that branding. And then that branding and website that you've built dictates on how you're going to do your social media, your newsletter, if you're going to have a podcast, if you're going to sell a course, because maybe you've been doing this for 5-10 years like me, and now you have something to share to the community. You can have buyers workshops online where your clients can go in and take a free buyer's workshop. How many agents are offering free buyer's workshops like a coaching course? You know why you don't see it? Because agents aren't running their business like a CEO. They're waiting on their brokers to spoon feed them what is okay and not okay for them to do to run their business. There's zero shame from where I'm coming from, but I do want to shake up a little bit, make you a little bit uncomfortable. And if you feel like I'm selling you something, I am. But it's only because I believe so strongly in the results. I've had them for too many of my other agents, and this market and the things that have gone on, literally, we can go back end of 2019, beginning of 2020, when COVID hit and I started to say all hell broke loose, but you know, like our whole world shifted and has been ever since. And we're selling more homes than we ever have with less inventory than we've ever had. Like the volume is insane. Still, I am so grateful for you again to tune in with me today. I know that in a year filled with challenges and uncertainties, the CEO agent model can offer a clear path forward. Please don't hesitate to explore how this CEO agent can transform your business and make 2024 your best year yet. We provide you with a 30-day roadmap of how to build your business, on how to utilize this platform, because I know, like, we're in the business of being with people, talking to people. We're not in the business of understanding all of this marketing and operations stuff. I get that. As a broker, I get it. I get how tough that can be. And that is why I am offering this program done for you. You're not going to be sitting behind the computer and putting all of this stuff together. What's going to happen afterwards is you are going to have a system that you are going to be accountable to implement. That's the biggest key here. You're going to have massive fertile soil, but it's up to you to continue to water and fertilize it and utilize it. I could not be more excited for where 2024 is going to go. I am so grateful for all of my years, all the way back to Herbert Eustace in Atlanta. I've kept quiet because I just was a little annoyed, to be honest with you, with how things have kind of transpired. And instead of pissing and moaning about it, I want to be a part of the solution. And the only way I know how to do that is to empower you as an agent who is an independent contractor running your own business, hopefully as the CEO. You can go to theceoagent.com. You can follow me on Instagram at LauraDowdy_LE for Live Excellence. And until next time, happy selling. Go be the best CEO that you can be. And if my program is not for you, be sure that you are adding massive value, because each and every one of us is responsible for the experience and memory that we leave with our clients and what they think of all of us as realtors. Let's just call ourselves real estate agents, because it's only because of NAR that we actually have to use that weird word that most people don't know how to say. Let's call it that. Okay, that's the freaking truth. We're all real estate agents, unless you have your broker's license and then you're a broker. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. We're done. Peace out. Go make a difference, y'all.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Experiment Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave us a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at LauraDowdy_LE for Live Excellence. Go make a difference, y'all. The world needs you.